Economics. Labor. Working mothers face tough times again. Poll. Despite rising global employment expectations, the opportunities of working mothers have diminished. Despite rising global employment expectations, the opportunities of working mothers have diminished, according to a survey by the serviced office provider Regus, reflecting a return of prejudice in some businesses. The company surveyed more than 10,000 business respondents from its global database from August to September last year. The results showed that the proportion of firms intending to hire more working mothers has dropped by 20%, with only 36% of respondents planning to do so, compared to 44% in 2009. When compared to overall business employment expectations, where 45% of companies globally intended to make new hires in 2011, the study showed the intention to employ working mothers had fallen considerably below this level, causing considerable concern among families, women's groups, and governments alike. The report also reveals residual concerns among a minority of employers, who still fear that working mothers may show less commitment and flexibility than other employees, 37%, leave shortly after training to have another child, 33%, or have outdated skills, 24%. On the positive side, a majority of businesses now value returning mothers, with 72% saying that they believe companies that ignore part-time returning mothers are missing out on a significant and valuable part of the employment pool. In addition, 56% regard working mothers as offering skills that are difficult to find in the current market, and 57% say they value returning mothers because they offer experience and skills without demanding top salaries. William Willems, Regus's vice president for Southeast Asia and Australia and New Zealand, said he was not surprised by the result, showing that prejudiced attitudes had come back into play with economic belt tightening. There is some concern that family commitments may hinder working mothers from giving their jobs full attention.